Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 176. Here is the extracted text from the image. This was prejudicial to the defendant because the crew on the English Ave, car upon which the little girl, Mary Fagan, came to town, testified that she got on their car at 10 minutes to 12, that under their schedule they should reach the corner of Broad and Marietta Street at 7.5 minutes past 12, that they were on their schedule time on April 26th and did reach that place at 12:07 or 12:07 1/2. What other crews did at other times, or even what this crew did on other occasions, was wholly immaterial, and in no way illustrated just what took place on the trip wherein Mary Fagan came to town. That other crews often came in ahead of time, or that this particular crew often came in ahead of time, was wholly immaterial. 36. Because during the examination by Mr. Arnold, counsel for the defendant, of V.H. Kreiber, a witness for the defendant, there was laughter in the audience, sufficiently generally distributed throughout the audience and loud enough to interfere with the examination. The testimony elicited from Kreiber was that Frank was a young man and that Kreiber was older, but he didn't know how much older. Mr. Arnold called the court's attention to the interruption for the purpose of obtaining some action from the court thereon. The court stated that if there was disorder, no one would be permitted in the courtroom on the following day and requested the sheriff to maintain order. The defendant says that the court erred in not then taking radical steps to preserve order in the courtroom and to permit the trial to proceed orderly, and that a threat to clear the courtroom upon the following day and the request for the sheriff to keep order was not sufficient for this purpose. This was prejudicial to the defendant because the laughter was directly in derision of the defendant's defense being made by his counsel. 39. Because the court permitted, at the instance of the solicitor, the witness William Klein to testify over the objection of the defendant made when the evidence was offered that the same was immaterial, as follows. 93.